Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to start at verse 1 through 2. Amen. When you have that, would you say amen? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things are not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. And we want to jump down to verse 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. To please who? To please God. For he that cometh to God must believe. He that cometh to God, the first thing, when you come to God, the first thing you need to do is believe. Believe what? That he's God. You can't get no prayers or no results like you need to. You got to first believe that you're praying to Almighty God. Yes. You got to believe. Amen. Must believe that he is. Must believe that he is. Must believe that he's God. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And we're standing in the book of Hebrews quite a bit. I'm going to ask you to backtrack to chapter 6. Chapter 6 and verse 12 through 15. When you have that, would you say amen? And ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience. Can I hear somebody say faith and patience?
Faith and patience.
Inherit the promises. For when God made promises to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Amen. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. And also Hebrews chapter 10. Chapter 10 and verse 35 through 39. When we have that, we'd say amen.
Amen.
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition or sin, but unto them that believe to the saving of the soul. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We ask the Lord to help us to read this. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. To help us to reiterate this, I meant to say. Amen. We're going to talk about today, the title of our message is Faith and Patience.
Amen.
Faith and patience, amen. Faith and patience is not something, amen, that we like to hear, but really that's how we're going to make it through here. Because the Bible says the just should live by faith. When you're born again, you have to live this faith life. I mean, people talking about faith this, faith that. People say, what y'all talking about faith this? But really, that's what you're going to live by faith. Are you going to live by your natural substance? You're going to handle everything in your own self? Or are you going to live by faith?
Right.
Is that going to be? That's just the way it is. Because God is the Spirit, the Bible said. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Amen. Faith and patience. And I would add into it, faith and patience go together. If you operate one without the other, it won't work.
Yes, it do. Yes.
I heard somebody say, yes, it do. Sometimes we think, oh, just have faith. Oh, they say, just have faith. And you have faith. The Bible says that the demons, the devils believe and they tremble.
Right.
They believe. So anybody can say, a drunken walk up and say, you say, I believe God. Yeah, I believe God. Amen.
Uh-huh.
But you got to have patience along with it.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. And those are the things, they work together. They're like twins, faith and patience. In order to get the promises, they work together. Amen. Faith and patience. Amen. Amen. And glory to God. It says, now faith is a substance. The substance is something material, something that you have before you. Substance, like you might say, I have a substance. This is a substance in this bottle. This is water. This is a substance. Or I have something before me. I have something that I can see before me. Substance. Amen. Faith is a substance. Amen. Substance. Faith is something that you have when you can't see the other. When you can't see the manifestation, you say, what am I waiting on? I'm walking by faith. You say, I'm losing my faith. I'm believing with my faith, with the tangible. I make that tangible to me. That's the substance. That's my substance. That's my evidence that I'm believing God, my faith. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things to hope for. So faith is there for you when you do not see the manifestation or whatever that you're praying about. You hold on to your faith. Somebody give God a praise. Now, faith is the substance of things to hope for, and it's the evidence. As I say early, that's what you hold on to when you can't see nothing. Your faith. My faith and trust in God. Amen. Now, faith, you can say I'm holding on to my faith, but faith, you got to understand what faith is first. Faith is more than just a word. Faith is more than just saying, I'm holding on to my faith. Faith is confidence. When you say, I have faith, you're saying, Lord, I trust you. I have confidence in you. It's confidence and trust and believe in God. You don't trust nobody else like you trust God, because they'll change on you. But you trust God, because the Bible says he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He won't let you down. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. So you can bank on that. You can trust in God. Whatever that you're waiting on might not be happening right now, but you can trust that it will happen, especially if it's in God's will. And especially if he told it to you. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. It said, now faith is the substance of things are hoped for and the evidence of things are not seen. And it said, by it the elders obtained a good report. Amen. A lot of them went through a lot of things and they seen God was really real and God was really true to his word. Amen. Amen. So we got, amen, examples. Amen. And skipping up to the sixth verse, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. I would say without faith, it's impossible to please who? It's impossible to please God. It's not only impossible to please God. You're not going to be pleased. Can I say that again? Not only is it going to be impossible for you to please God, you're not going to be satisfied either. Because you're going to be discontent. Amen. Whatever is not of faith, it's not of God. And if you don't really believe that God is going to move in your behalf, you're going to be discontent and you're going to be irritated. You're going to be stressed. You're going to be all this. So not only is it impossible to please God, it's impossible to please you too. Somebody give God a praise. When you believe in God, when you believe in God, you're resting in God. You're resting in God, amen. The situation might be still there. The trouble might be still there. The lack might be still there. But you're trusting in God. You're not just saying it, I'm trusting in God with your word, but you with your actions. What are you doing while you're waiting on the Lord, while you're trusting the Lord? You're going on with your normal life. You're going on being happy. You're not grudging. You're not irritable. You're not hating. You're not irritated. You're not vexed, but you feel good, and you're going on with God because you know he's going to do that thing. Somebody give God a praise. I'm teaching a little bit in here as well as preaching. Amen. And we have to watch ourselves because it's so easy to get into my other areas. When you're waiting on God, you're not murmuring, you're not complaining, you're not whining, you're not crying, you're not saying, I'm going to quit every minute, you're not fainting every minute, you're just walking with God. Somebody give God a praise. You're walking with God in spite of tears might be falling. Glory, but somebody said, these are not tears of sorrow, but they're tears of joy. Hallelujah, you're walking around and you're thanking God. Glory, and sometimes you got to really, it has to click in your spirit. That's because somebody preaches, that's because somebody tell it to you like that. Amen. It sounds like a good thing, but it works better when it's like, oh yeah, this is what I feel. And somebody said, I can't understand why you're not going over the hill over there. Why come you in? Because you're praising God because you're looking for him to turn your situation around. Somebody give God a praise. The Bible speaks about building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. How do you get your faith built up? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Spending time before the Lord and in his word. Amen. That's how you built your confidence and your faith up. Amen. In the Lord. It said, but without faith, it is impossible. Impossible means the opposite. It's just not possible. It just won't happen to please God. It said, without faith, you can't please God like you really want to. You want to please God. You want God to be happy with you. You want God to, amen, to feel good about because you believe him. Amen. Wouldn't it be awful, amen, that somebody tell you they was coming to pick you up and then you say, I don't believe that you're coming anyway. And, you know, they be like, well, I don't understand why you don't believe that I'm not coming. And, you know, they not feel so good about it. They might not pick you up. Amen. Amen. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that come to God, the Bible speaks like he that comes to God. You're not going to believe in God. You're not going to, none of that, if you don't come to God. You got to come to God. Not your friends, not your Facebook, not your Twitter. None of them, you got to come to God. Because at the end of the day, I tell the Lord all the time, I say, Lord, can't nobody else help me? So you need to start talking to God like that. I don't even have the energy and time. I don't have the energy or time, but don't feel like telling you all my problems. Then I got to tell you all my problems. I got to tell all these people my problems. I don't feel like that. I don't have that energy like that. Especially I know you can't do nothing about it anyway. Right. Amen. I just don't have, I don't even want to open my mouth, waste my breath, none of that anymore. I don't have energy like that. I don't have time like that. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. He that come to God. When you go to God, you need to go to God. Amen. And let him know, and not just because you just have a to-do list and I want you to do this. You need to praise him before you start asking him all the things. Thank him for what he's already done. Worship him a little bit there. Yeah. Amen. And you coming to him because you know nobody else can get the job done but him. Right. Somebody give God a praise. He said, but without faith it's impossible. That means it's not possible to please him. For he that come to God must believe. God said, if you come to me, you better believe it. You're wasting your time if you're coming and you're not believing. It's an insult. It's an offense to God. Amen. You come to him, but you don't believe he can do this. Do you? There's one scripture to say, do you believe he can do this? Do you believe he can do this? Whatever it is, I don't care if society said there's no hope for it. Do you believe he can do it? And maybe you may not believe all the time. It may not be in a place where your faith is where it needs to be, but you need to build up your faith praying in the Holy Ghost. You got to tell the devil, I'm not going out like this. It's not going down like this. Amen. If it's somebody your control and look like it's out of your control, I don't care what it is. Amen. Or whatever we going through, if we feel like I can't get past this, amen, you need to ask God to help you to get past it. Because I'm going to be honest with you, the devil don't mind taking you on out of here with it. I said, he don't mind taking you on out of here before your time. Hallelujah. So you got to fight. The Bible said, fight what? The good fight of faith. When God gives you faith, he knows you, amen, he gave you a good weapon. And you can fight. You got to war with it. But you got to drop lows to be able to war with it. You got to drop all those things that hinder you and distract you to be able to war. You can't pull all that dead weight with you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. When you really want something from God, you got to push everything away. Everything back to getting in my way, to hinder me from talking to God. I got to talk to you today, God. Somebody give God a praise. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. But for he that come to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder. God will reward what? Not just you, but your faith. He's going to reward your faith. Amen. He's going to bless you and give you something back. A reward, that means somebody gave you something that you want. Gave you something that you like. He don't give you nothing that you don't want or like. He don't give you something that you want or like. Amen. Glory to God. I don't care if it's things. I don't care if it's health or whatever. He's going to do something for you. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And it says he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. If you want no spare time, Christian, I pray to God every blue moon. I pray to God only when I need something. I pray to God if I feel like it. You're not a diligently seeker. A diligently seeker is someone that's constantly, all the time. Amen. And see, we look at it, we so small-minded. We look at it, well, how in the world can I just, you know, I got other things to do in life. How can I just sit around and just talk to God? And honey, you can talk to God while you're on the move. You ain't got to be bound on chair. But you need to spend some time before him sometime. You not to give him 5 minutes, amen, a little me prayers, 2 seconds prayers every day. You all spend some time with him sometime. But when you can't spend time, you ought to be able to, amen, you ought to be able to be driving in your car or whatever. You need to be saying, talking to the Lord. You ought to be able to talk to him anywhere. Land, sea, or air. You ought to be able to talk to him. Diligently seeking him. Amen. Diligently means constant and effort. I make every effort. Just like you go to work. You diligently go to work. I guess you do if you want to get paid. You diligently go to work, honey. Come hell or high water, I'm getting up out of here going to work. I won't get fired. I need my money. Uh-huh. You getting up going to work diligently. You did real diligent in everything else. You're persistent in everything else. Why not be persistent in God when he pays well? Diligent means constant in effort, persistent, perseverance, steady. You get more from the Lord when you're diligent, seeking him and constantly communicating with him. Not when you just need something, you thanking the Lord, you thanking him all the time, whether you need something or don't need anything. I tell you, them people will be helped a lot quicker than the ones that don't take no time at all from the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. A diligently seeker. If you're not a diligently seeker, you need to become one. Because he said he's a rewarder. Did you see that? He said he's a rewarder of them that what? He didn't say it was somebody that's calling on him every blue moon. He said to them that seek me all the time, I reward them. Amen. Because see, by you being diligent to the Lord, you are keeping yourself in expectation. You know, sometimes we pray and we pray, we don't even know what we prayed about. We pray with our mind somewhere here. We don't know if we prayed about it. We don't know if God heard the prayer. We're not looking for no expectation. We're not diligent. That means you're watching what you pray. You're watching your approaches and everything. Then you're looking for something in return. You're diligent.
That's right.
Diligent is like I apply myself very diligent. I'm applying myself very diligent. You know, even getting up before God's people, speaking everything. I like to make sure I pull off and get myself into some prayer and see what the Lord would have me to say. I don't always know what I'm going to say. I don't have to know what I'm saying. If I didn't seek the Lord, all I got to do is open my mouth and he'll fill my mouth. And that's because he ain't gonna fill my mouth. Well, I've been on Facebook, Twitter, and all them things throughout the week. I've been up in the air with everything else. Now I'm coming down all at once. I wait till a Sunday night to try to seek the Lord. Amen. You won't get the full benefit. You seek the Lord all the time. Keep your maintenance of it. Just like you clean your house. Some people wait. I wait till Friday, Saturday to clean my house where everything thrown on top and everything, the house looked like a mess. You threw everything in the corner till Saturday. Shame on you. I ain't coming to your house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I'm like this. I don't like all this stuff to do. So I just every day keep my maintenance up. Sticky stuff on the table and stuff. And I'll just stop eating from the eating. Watch you eat outside. Watch what you eat when you go to folks' house, too. You don't know what you're eating. I don't do a lot of that anyway. But I'm just saying, all this stuff. That's not Dempsey signal. Keep your house. Keep yourself clean. Emergency might come. My mom used to say, wear clean underclothes. You'll never emergency come. I ain't wear these for a whole week and then I change them out or whatever. You know, whatever. Just saying. A diligently seeker. Keeping it clean all the time. I'm gonna be up on it because a pastor, Bishop Price comes to the house and be up on it today. Be up on it every day.
Come on, get me started.
Be up on it every day. I'd be a diligent seeker. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
A diligent seeker. You diligently seek everything else. It's like if they had to drag me out. I got heartburns, heart trouble. Amen. I'm about to lose my mind, but I'm going to make it to work. And God looking right at you, too. The dust is accumulated on your Bible. You ain't picked it up since last Sunday. You prayed a little me prayer. Lost my shepherd, I should not want. Thank you, Jesus. Bye. Out the door. And that may be the only prayer you prayed the whole week. Shame on you. Diligently seek, but I expect God so much back for more from God. Why you expect so much more back from God when you haven't given God none of your time? You haven't given God none of your money? You come to church, you don't give God none of your money? How you going to do that, too? I'm getting over there. I don't know why I'm going over there. Not saying that, you know, people do that here or whatever, or church. I'm just saying. But why are you going to get over there? You're going to give God something. I'm coming to hear the word. I'm coming to get a word for the Lord. I'm coming to hear the word. But you don't give me none of your money or your tithes, offering, or none of that. What's wrong? What's up with that? Will you be able to go into a restaurant and go eat some food for free? Not really. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody say it's stealing. I got some preachers back here preaching in the background for me. Amen. So you want to be a diligent seeker to the Lord. You want that whatever that God's put for you want to take good care of it.
Uh-huh.
Take good care. We are working on it. I'm working on it too. Take good care of your health. You're going to do all this damage to your health, and then you're going to tell the Lord what a bigger mess I am? You did it. Lord said, get up, walk around the block. Oh, I can't do that. Get up, and I ain't going to run either, but I'm just saying, I walk. But I, whatever he tell you to do, walk, do whatever. I ain't do that. There's some things you got to do. Amen? Somebody give God a praise. God is looking at Dills' seeker. I gotta catch you. Gotta get another hour of sleep. You lay in that bed too long, you're gonna be feeling no. It'll take all the bed, it'll take all your energy. Mm-hmm. I'm retired. I never have laid in the bed a lot. I don't like to lay in the bed a long time. I lay in there to get my hours of sleep, and I get up. Mm-hmm. Amen. That bed will take your energy. You'll feel like you won't go back and lay down when you get back up, because it's robbed you and drained you. Somebody give God a praise. God wants us to be productive. Amen. I'm praying about some things, even myself. I said, that's my prayer. Time, Lord, I want to be productive. I have always liked to be productive. I like to know that my energies is going to something that makes sense. I don't want to be flapping my wings and just doing stuff. I want to know that it's going somewhere. It's benefiting me or benefiting someone. Amen. Somebody give God. We got to make it count. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But he said, "But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he's the reward of them that diligently seek him." Amen. Glory to God. And it says, that be ye not slothful. Slothful, the followers of them who through faith and faith and patience inherit the promises. Amen. Slowful means to be slow moving, serving God, being slow moving, lazy. Somebody say lazy. You serving God? Yeah. When you don't never get in your word, you wait till it's time to go to church to the preacher to get in the word for you. You don't get in your word throughout the week. You don't get into prayer and get some breakthroughs in your prayer throughout the week. You don't do any of that. You don't believe God like you need to believe God. Do no praying. You're just idle. Back in the day, the older people used to say, the idle mind is the devil workshop, and it is. You don't put something in that head, the devil going to put a lot of negative thoughts. You ain't even got to go out your house for the devil to fight you. He'll depress you, amen. You be ready for the grave when he get through talking to you. He tell you you're not gonna make it. You never gonna accomplish anything. He'll have you. You have a cloud over your head every time you look up. Amen. Idle. It's an idle mind. It's a devil workshop. Got to keep yourself productive. Keep yourself busy. Not over busy either. Over busyness is just as bad. Keep yourself in balance. Amen. Keep your mind on the Lord. And to keep your mind on the Lord, God said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. That you be not slothful. Again, slothful means to be slow moving, lazy, do nothing, no believing, no prayers, idle. But followers of them through faith. What did he say? Be not slothful, because he knows that faith is a fight. And you got to fight the good fight of faith. But you can't fight the good fight of faith. Say, I'm fighting the good fight of faith. You can't. That's not going to happen like that. You got to get, Bible said, faith come by hearing. Faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. You got to hear and hear and hear. It's not going to hear one thing and get it all at once. You might keep hearing that same message, that same thing over and over till you get it. Faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. So be not slothful, but followers of them through faith and patience. And back in the day, they faith and patience. They was walking their faith, but they had to wait on God too. They had to wait for the manifestation. You can look at Abraham. He waited a long time. A lot of people say, oh, no, I can't even wait 2 days. Talking about as long as he waited for a child. Waited on the Lord. You would not be able to wait without faith and without trusting God. I'm sorry. Whatever you're waiting for, you won't be able to do it. You won't last. If you don't believe God and trust God in the mean of it. And then you have to ask the Lord, Lord, show me what I should be doing while I wait. We don't sit in that case. We waiting on the Lord. Somebody said, I'm just waiting on God. So ask you in question, I'm just waiting on God. God wants you to be doing other things while you're waiting on him. Somebody give God a praise. God is a productive God. God is not sitting in heaven looking down at us like this. I don't have nothing. This big old world, do you think he's sitting there? I ain't got nothing to do. That's what we do for what? For we don't. I ain't nothing to do. You got some people that walk with the Lord. I don't know. I'm trying to be saved. It just ain't nothing to do. Nothing to do. Maybe not what you want to do, but God will give you something to do. I said, maybe not what you want to do, but God will give you something to do. Because you got to remember, you don't conform to the world that you came from. You be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if you say hanging out with people that's conformed to the world, you would understand that. Somebody give God a praise. Y'all hear me say that all the time. It's not like you don't commune with people. It's one thing to communicate with people, another thing to do what they do. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Even when I was doing out there, that volunteer service at community, even at my job when I was at. Amen. Amen. I interact with people. I love people. I'm a people person. That, you know, I like greeting people. I like stuff like that. I was like, but honey, just because I liked you, I wasn't doing what you did. In other words, the other day, I think somebody I went out, I think me and Sister Terry went to eat out, and the young lady, Sister Terry, was gone from the table. She came, she said, hello, sunshine. You know, people going to see you one way or the other. Amen. I ain't got to talk down to them. I ain't got to talk, do what they do. But amen, they can see something. You leave something, a trace of pleasantness. Amen. Amen. When you're gone, amen. And still serve God. Yes, you still can serve God. You don't have to do what the world do, amen, to be in the game. You can still serve God and not do what they do, because you're supposed to be a light and you're supposed to be an example. Amen. The Bible says, let your light shine that men will see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. You don't sit there and hide your light up underneath a bushel. Right. When you live like the world did, and you do the things they do, and you're afraid and ashamed to talk about God, you got your candle hidden under the bushel. Right. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Glory to God. We don't go around antagonizing people and sound in their face talking about the Lord all the time. But once in a while, something ought to come out your mouth about the Lord. They bringing you everything. Amen. I said they bringing you porn and everything. They telling you what they did the night before. Amen. And whatever their person don't tell, they're going to say it where you can hear it. Somebody give God a praise in here. Because you think they ain't coming to you. You still hearing all that. Then when you get home, the devil fighting you with all what you heard. Amen. Some of this stuff comes on TV. Sometimes you got to watch how far, amen, to turn. You got to be able, you got hands turned to quick, click, 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 click it off. And I was watching something yesterday and I said, oh, they already get deep. Let me, I don't need to be hearing all that stuff. For the devil run fight my mind later on with it. Oh, yeah, because he would fight your mind with it. I don't care how much Holy Ghost feel you say you are. Amen. Open yourself up to it. You don't get exposed to it. He don't give you a big dose of it. They're about to drive you crazy, especially if you don't have no spouse. I'm preaching today. Tell people how to be saved. Tell them how to stay saved. A lot of times people are ashamed to talk about that, but y'all talk about it. Because folks talking about the Lord can't keep you. He won't keep you. He can't keep me. He won't keep me. If you're giving place to the devil, you might be helping yourself to come on out of there. Somebody give God a praise. I didn't hear exactly what the sister was saying. She was kind of a little fast for me. Somebody was trying to make her do something, show her something. She's like, she said, no, thank you.
They have their annual pool party for charity.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was telling them, they was like, if you want, I said,
no. Whatever it was, you had your standard. Yeah. Amen. You had your standard, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't let nobody take your conviction away. Some people need more conviction than that. Amen. Glory to God. Some people, I want to show some things. Some people, I want to show some things. Then your flesh gonna get on fire too. Okay. Along with the showing things, you're gonna get on fire. Then devil gonna fight you. I don't know when the Lord gonna bring you somebody. I don't know either. I just can't hold out no longer. You brought that fire to yourself. You take fire in your bosom, you're gonna get burnt. Am I preaching today? Amen. Some of y'all may be married. Y'all don't have that problem. Maybe y'all need to catch on fire. Uh-oh. Maybe some fire need to burn for you. Yeah. Let your relationship cool off. Keep the fire burning. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody say, well, she got the preacher, went to preach and got the mailer, but tell her like it is. Gotta help folks in the church. Can't just talk about, Lord Jesus. Oh, you don't want nobody. Jesus is your husband. The devil's a lie. Jesus is not your husband. Amen. Jesus is your savior. See, back in the day, people say, Jesus is my husband. And you sit up there and you fighting all of your flesh and everything. Jesus is not your husband. He's your savior. Amen. If you need a husband, you need a husband. You need a wife, you need a wife. Amen. Or whatever. You don't want one, you don't have to have none of them. Uh-huh. Walk with the Lord, like Paul. Yeah, somebody give God a praise. Jesus. Tell it like it is to help folks. Folks fighting and quenching and all that kind of stuff. Disturbed, can't hardly walk with God. I'm irritated. Because your soul, spirit trying to be saved, your flesh is on fire. My preaching day, let me get there to there, but that's all right. Throw it out there. Help folks. Amen. Nothing wrong with helping people. Amen. Glory to God. Holly, you never went through nothing. You can't talk about stuff. Amen. Help folks. God is a keeper and them want to be kept. Amen. He'll keep your mind. Uh-huh. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes people are like, well, you get old, you get Alzheimer's. Well, you get young, you get Alzheimer's too. Uh-huh. People get Alzheimer's. They just trying to play it off. They can't remember nothing. The next few minutes, these young people can't. 12 years old, 13 years old. You say, what you say? Huh? What? You're like, I'm older than you. You remember that just a few minutes ago? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get back to being slothful. That you be not slothful, but follow them through faith and patience, inherit the promises. Through faith and patience. Neither one of the words we don't like, but says that's how you and I are going to receive the promises. So what does that mean? You got to do your homework. What does that mean? I got to do my homework. I got to stay in God's word. I got to keep in communication with him. Amen. That will keep my faith and confidence up in him, that I can look to expect to receive the promises. Because he said God's not a man that he should lie. He said he's a rewarder of them that constantly, diligently seek him. Amen. And verse 13 say, when God made promise to Abraham, God made a promise to Abraham. God always making promises to us. Anybody wave your hand that God made promise to? Everybody should have their hands up here. God never promised nothing to you. You've been on this earth. God promised you things all the time. It said, when God made promise to Abraham, he could swear by no greater. He swear by himself. God can trust nobody else, but he can trust himself. Because he know he would do what he say. Say when God made a promise to Abraham, because he couldn't swear by no greater, he swear by himself. And this is what he said. He said, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply thee. That's what he told Abraham. And verse 15 said, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Abraham, he patiently endured, and he was able to receive the promise. Patiently, that's a word that none of us like. Patience means to have forbearance, tolerance, endurance, persistence, tenacity, and staying power. I'm not going to run away from God. I'm not going to quit on God because this thing is not going right in my life. I'm not going to throw in a towel. I'm sticking with God. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We all are working in that vicinity. We're working to stay in wherever God will have us to stay. God didn't tell us it's going to be easy all the time. Sometimes you're going to have good days. Sometimes you're going to have bad days. The song said, my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Amen. God help us not to complain. We can't always say that because sometimes we complain all the time. Amen. When you complain, you really don't feel no better. You feel worse. Amen. Glory to God. Patience is forbearance, tolerance, endurance, persistence, tenacity, and staying power. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this Bible says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Don't throw away your confidence and trust in God. No matter what it looks like. I mean, really, when you think about it, if you stop believing God, what the disciples say that we, you know, where else should we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. Where are we going to go? What you going to do? Or are you going to walk away from God and walk away, amen, from his will? Where will you actually go? I mean, if you was having a struggle, you was with God, what do you think you're going to have when you got not in your life? Amen? It said, cast not away. That cast means to throw away, to get rid of. Don't cast your confidence. Don't cast your trust. Amen. Don't cast your trust or your confidence. Amen. Or belief or courage or faith away. When it seems real rough, I can't seem like I can just hold on no longer. If your only prayer is like, help me, Lord, that's a prayer, honey. You don't have to make a long, sure words that say, Lord, help me. And he knows exactly what you're talking about. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense and reward. For the Bible come back and tell us again. He said, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. If we have need of patience, amen. God said, we don't say we have need of patience, but God said we have need of patience. Because whatever that you're waiting for, or whatever you're praying about, you have to have patience for that. Or for the next phase in your life, you have to have patience. Amen. Amen. If we don't have patience, but another scripture says, let patience have its perfect work. Because if patience don't have its perfect work in your life, you're going to be lacking in some areas. You're not going to get through it pretty good. You're going to have patience whether you want it and whether I want it or not. You will have to have patience. Some things God, amen, allowed to come in your life to give you patience. Amen. If you're dealing with something that constantly get on your nerve all the time, something you can't seem to get through and you just tired of going through the same thing, your patience is being tried. It ain't always the next person. If you look at God, God let you know, I'm trying your patience. I'm working on your patience. Amen. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. God said, after you get the patience that you need, not that you think you need, what he think you need, he said, then the promise will come. And God will do that thing. Amen. Whatever. And after them, it's going to always be something else you waiting on God, but you won't be waiting on that no longer. Some things we won't. Sometimes I say, Lord, I'd be glad when this one's over with. Amen. Amen. But he didn't say you weren't going to be worried. It wasn't going to be something else. But that right there. See, after you get through that, before you know it, you've been waiting a while. Before you know it, God been done that. And you be back in the waiting room before you know it again with something else. Amen. Amen. You got to look back and see the things that you was waiting on and you have them. And you're not all up in the theater. You're not all just worked up about it because it's common to you now. It was new for one day. See, some stuff be new to people for some one day. Now it's old. Now I'm waiting on the next thing. So you're going to wait all your life. So we need to allow the Lord to help us, teach us how to wait. Sometimes I have to say, Lord, help me. Show me how to wait. Lord don't want you waiting irritated. He don't want you to wait and discouraged. He don't want you waiting depressed. He don't want you waiting quitting every minute in your mind. That's not the way he wants you to wait. You wait like that, you won't wait long. You'll quit. Somebody give God a praise. Y'all saying, so I know y'all listening. I feel you out there. You're listening, amen. It's not a good to chew on, but because nobody really likes that word patience. But the Lord said patience must have its perfect work. He said, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. God said, after you do that, you're going to receive the promise. Amen. And it said, for yet a little while, God said, a little while. God said, it won't be long. Sometimes, Lord, he speaks that to me. And he said, just wait just a little while. And I've been thinking to myself, Lord, I know. I don't know how long God's a little while talking about. I don't even try to think about it. Because I thought to myself, a little while right now, is right. Do this today. Right now, as far as I'm concerned. Let the while be gone. Amen. Amen. And so you say, so you need to say, Lord, show me what to do and what how to occupy in the midst of my waiting. Now, you know when you're waiting on something, and you know if it haven't happened yet, you know that it has not happened yet, and there's nothing you can do to make it happen. So you need to be finding out what the next thing I need to be doing while I'm waiting. And you don't, you're not waiting. You don't want to wait. I'm waiting for a disaster. You don't say to me, I'm waiting for a disaster, for a hurricane, or something to kill me. I'm waiting to die. No, you want to wait in faith. You're waiting with great expectations. The Bible speaks about Jesus Christ, how he endured the cross for the joy that he seen. He was able to endure something because he knew some good going to come out of that. You'll be able to endure whatever you're going through if you know something good coming out of it. Amen. Faith come by hearing. Hearing come by the word of God. You have to hear and hear and hear. Listen to CDs. Listen to tape. Listen to the word. Feed your spirit, man. Amen. Just like your body. If you get up every morning, every day, and you never eat, you're going to get weak. Or even if you eat, but you eat junk all the time, you're going to get weak still. You're going to get sick too. You got to feed. We feed the body. We do nothing for the spirit. You don't feed the spirit, man, your spirit, man, will not grow. Your spirit, man, will not want to keep walking with God. Your spirit, man, it will lose interest in the things of God because you do not feed your spirit. Feed your spirit. Don't be like, well, I got to work, I do that. Honey, there's no excuse. They got so much stuff out here. Amen. You can listen to your CDs. You can listen going and coming to work. You can listen while you're taking a bath. You can listen at all. It's no excuse. Amen. If you don't feed your spirit, man, you will starve. Spiritually starve. When people spiritually starve, they don't realize they're starving, and they begin to reach for other things, appetites of the flesh, because they feel empty right here when you should have been feeding your spirit, and God would have fulfilled you. Amen. And if you're a single person, you need to really feed your spirit a lot. Yeah, I ain't saying when you're married you don't need to feed your spirit, because you got to break it off. Because you got to bounce everything out, because everything going to get real old if you don't. You get one side of real here, and then this one over here lacking over here. Something ain't going to be right.
That's true.
But if you're single, you need to pour. The Bible says the single person cares about the things of the Lord. Why he said that? Why they say that? So they can keep their singleness without corruption.
Uh-huh.
Don't fill yourself with the spirit, and you're going to start getting into some things you should not be into.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. I just tell it like it is because it's the truth. God has to teach you that. God to teach me that. You can't live this type of life and don't do nothing for your spirit, man. You cannot live it. So I ain't always been saved. I've been on the other side of the track. I have fulfilled other desires on the other side of the track, not God's way. So when you come to God, you got to find out how to do it over here this way. Because it will not work for you. And if you're married, you got to keep it balanced. You care for the things of the Lord, but you got to keep it balanced because something's going to come up short. You got to separate. You got children, you got husband, you got wife. You got to separate, put everything in its right perspective, but do not leave God out the equation as you're going under. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. For he that shall come. You have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For a little while, and he that shall come will not tarry. God said, I'm coming. And sometimes you might hear the Lord say to you, help is on the way. Anybody ever heard that from the Lord? When God put in your spirit, help is on the way. Well, I raised my hand. He said it to me a lot of time. Maybe he said it to some of you all. Some of y'all act like you never heard God say nothing. He do talk.
Alrighty.
Are you listening? He talk.
Right.
I ain't gonna say you're gonna be down in prayer. You're gonna hear somebody say, help is on the way.
Come on now.
I mean, God can do that, but come on now. He can't do that, but he know he gonna give you a heart attack. And some of you that's just die. But God has spoke with us, and God do speak. God will speak through you. He can speak to you and through you. I'm familiar with that. God speaking to me and through me. And sometimes when God speak through me, because it's me, and I won't say, I said, Lord, would you confirm that to let me know it's you and not me? You know, for we go around telling people, thus say the Lord, and prophesying to folks, you better make sure God said it. Right. It's good to reevaluate, because people in desperate situations, they don't need you coming to wreck their life.
Right.
If I'm waiting on a heart transplant or something, don't come tell me nothing. God ain't told you nothing. Uh-huh. Leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
Because see, I'm quick to believe God. God said I'm believing. Don't tell me nothing you said.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like to mess with people. Tell them things God said and God didn't say it. Amen. So God will speak to you, and God will tell you, help us on the way. And if he feel like you're not geared to listening on that way, he got ways to still let you know to help us on the way. So God deal with us in different ways. We all made up different. Some of y'all, if God speak to you, say, help us on the way, you've been to say, I rebuke you, Satan. We don't even know God's voice. Better know God's voice so far away.
True.
So God may have to have a big billboard where it says help is on the way for you. You be driving your car and you go on to say, God spoke to me today. Wait, so he spoke to me. Help is on the way.
Amen.
He deal with you according to your self-ability. He deal with you.
That's true.
That's so true.
And some people, God can say something, they believe it right there. Just like that.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you, if you got a lot of bling in your life, a lot of flashing things, and flashing is getting your attention, you ain't going to hear from God too much. Not that he don't want to speak to you, but he know if he speaks to you, you won't hear him. You won't hear him no way, because you're too congested with stuff.
Uh-huh.
Somebody give God a praise. I don't know about you, but when I'm in a dire situation, I need to hear from God. I need to hear from God. I'm going to make it. I'm going to be here. What the next thing to do or something.
Yeah.
Amen. And it says, for yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. And like I said earlier, God will speak to us sometime, and he'll say, help is on the way. He speak to me a lot like that. And sometimes I tell the Lord, well, I don't mean no harm. My flesh sometimes get tired of hearing it. Till I see it. I'm just saying. I don't know where your place is in God, but sometimes you can talk to God. He know he understands. I said, Lord, sometimes my flesh. I didn't say, God, I don't want to hear you say that no more. I didn't say it like that. I said, Lord, sometimes my flesh don't get tired of hearing it because I want things to change now.
Amen.
I said, but help me to believe you. Take away any unbelief if I have it. Because you might, when you talk like that, you got a little doubt.
That's right.
Can I get an amen? Amen. Somebody, if I'm being real, I'm preaching real to you. I preach, amen, what my life goes across. Amen. I preach, amen. I'm not getting up and telling no stories about Daniel in the lion's den. Amen. I went back when Daniel was in the lion's den. I read about it. I want to be able to know about what to do in my den.
Right.
Then I can tell you what to do in your den. Am I right? Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. People want to hear a real word. They want to hear something to know how to help me to make it while I'm down here. I'm struggling. I need to know how to stay saved while I'm down here. So yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. The Bible says the just, the righteous, shall live by faith. But it said, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it. God said, you're going to have to live by your faith. And God said, if you don't live by faith and you pull back from me, draw back means that's not walking with God no more. I don't want to be bothered with God. I don't want to go to church no more. I'm drawing back. He said, if you draw back, God said, my soul would have no pleasure with you. I can't trust you. I can't count on you to use you. I can't count on you for nothing. You're going to AWOL. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
It said, but the just should live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul should have no pleasure, no delight in you. But it said, we're not of them who draw back into perdition. We draw back to perdition. That means you're going back into sin where you come from. Well, you're not of them that draw back into perdition, but into them that believe in the saving of the soul. Amen.
Amen.
I believe we're rounding down and getting done. Amen. We're talking about faith and patience. Fight the good fight of faith and lay a hold on eternal life. You have to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. We are in a fight. That's why I said earlier, we are not in a physical fight. The Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against demons, rulers of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. We're not fighting. We think we're fighting people. You got to look and see. It's not people. It's the devil that's in people. And then you got to make sure the devil ain't in you. Amen. We don't always cross every I, dot every T, say the things that we need to say, do the things we need to do. Amen. So we got to make sure we on right track. Amen. But fight the good fight of faith and lay a hold on to eternal life. And if you believe God, if you want to believe God, you must use your faith, but you must use your patience. Amen. They tell you about faith, but really, you're going to have to use your patience too. Because God don't always come and do it when you want and when I think he ought to do it. And why do we always think God has to come do so much for us and we do nothing for him? Come on, well, let's really, really evaluate. We need to evaluate that. We don't pick up our Bible and read. We don't hardly do no spiritual things till only 2 days a week on a Sunday or Wednesday or Thursday, whenever we have our church. Amen. That's what we do. Sometimes we come make two or three moves and we think God going to do all that for us. You have to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
That's right.
Salvation is a gift. He didn't make us pay for a gift. He died on the cross for us. He gave you the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a gift. He gave you the Holy Ghost. You didn't know nothing about the Holy Ghost till God filled you with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You have the Holy Ghost. You have a gift that he given to you, and you received that gift. It's open to anybody who wants it. He's giving you it. So whosoever will, let him come. He's giving you that gift. You received that gift that he offered you. Now you have to work it out with fear and trembling. And you got to find out how to live a righteous life. You don't live the same lifestyle that you lived before you came to God. It's a different lifestyle. In case you don't know that, it's a different lifestyle.
Amen.
You don't try to live by the same concepts of the world. You will not make it. You won't make it very far. You'll be back in the world.
That's right.
Somebody give God a praise. I said, somebody give. I've gotten all this years where I've gotten because I had to pursue. That was my choice. I have a choice. Guys don't have a grip on you to making you live holy and live right. It's got to be within you.
That's right.
Got to be within you.
That's right.
Nobody can make you. You don't make people live holy. You don't make them live right. It's God. It's because they have a desire to live right. Even being a leader, you preach to people. You don't go around trying to make people live right. Policing them. God ain't told nobody to police nobody.
Uh-huh.
I don't have strength or time to do it. I don't want to do it no way. That's not the job, God. I couldn't do a job like that. It'd be too hard. Because sometimes you don't want to see some things that you think you want to see anyway with folks behind closed doors.
That's true.
As being a leader, you don't want, you just say, how dare them? How they do that? You don't want to see something. Leave people at their own homes, in their own private lives.
Yeah.
Preach to them. Teach the word to them. Preach, that's what God called me to do, preach and teach. If I need to correct something, he bring to me. Leave that stuff alone, because folks, amen, they have you crazy. Be like Moses. Moses, you won't be able to get to the promised land yourself. You'd be so vexed.
Uh-huh.
They're going to vex you.
Right, right.
Amen. The Lord told Moses, speak to the rock. He hit the rock. He's so vexed.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get vexed and not make it, not be for you, it won't be for me. Amen.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about. I'm trying to find out what I get going in my own life. I ain't got time. You preach the word, lead people, and then you just listen at it. If you listen at them, you preach the word, teach to them, preach to them. It's up to them to do it. You hear it. God will let you hear if they're listening to it or not. Because they listen to it, like you're gonna hear some overcoming testimonies.
Uh-huh.
If they ain't been doing it, you're gonna hear where they got hung too, over the fence. Under the bus.
All right.
Somebody give God a praise. You don't rejoice at that. God has let you know who's eating the word, where it's going at.
Right.
Amen. It's helping. Amen. Somebody give God. I said you being got hung on a fence or underneath the bus.
Oh.
One or the other. If you ain't doing what you need to do. You trying to really be saved. Nobody to stand over you day and night and talking about be saved, be holy, be live right, honey. You gonna live right because you wanna live right. When I first got saved, amen, I didn't have folks, I mean, even the church I come from, they didn't, as soon as I got saved, they didn't come and run up to me. You need to do this, didn't nobody do that to me. And I thank God, you really shouldn't have to do that to folks. Amen. Just let them be a light. Just be a light and example in the midst, amen. Let God work with them. There were some things that I started taking away because the Lord let me. I'm condemning nobody, nothing like that, what I'm great to say. But I'm just speaking an example for just how God has directed my life for a long time. Nobody never come up to me and told me how to dress, what to wear, what to put on. Nobody never did that to me. But I seen the where I was at, and I seen how the people conduct themselves. Now, I used to like to wear, now this don't mean no harm to no one, but I used to like to wear mascara. I don't know why I used to like to wear that. I didn't wear the foundation, but I used to just put mascara. I just love it. But see, every time I used to go to church, this is my story. I look like an owl when I go to the bathroom. My ass would be black, and I had some stuff on with my clothes. So one day, now, I'm not condemning nobody to tell them not to wear this, but I'm just saying, what God has way, way work with all of us. One day, I get ready to go to church, do the same routine thing, put my mascara on, and I got to think, it's like a thought coming out, is this going to run down your face? I said, it sure is. I ain't putting that on today. Never did put it on no more. I was free. I got run to the bathroom because I'm looking like a raccoon or somebody. Eyes, all stuff running all down my clothes and everything. Especially if I have some white all stuff. So I'm just saying, you know, back then and there, you know, I thank God. Now, some places you went, they would come and try to school you before you get in the door. I don't think you need to do that to nobody. Let people be their self. It's got whatever's on the inside, let it work on the inside. And work itself on the outside. Because they'll stick with God much better. But if you make people do stuff, you can't make it. I get this whip out. I'm going to whip you. Do it. Leave folks alone. Let God work with them. He just told you to preach, teach, do whatever. Don't even go over to find them in their home and all that, what they're doing. Amen. And some folks are dodgy anyway. They don't want you to hear what they're doing. They'll dodge you anyway. Some that can't be found. Missing action can't be found. And just let it stay in action. Leave it alone. Someone give God a praise. And I was just talking about people, they going on their vacations and stuff, and that's all right to go, but just make sure you come back safe. As you come back safe. I look at some different, somebody might be able to say that, but anyway, come back safe. Especially you don't have nobody to give an account to. Nobody, you got nobody in his family to say, nobody to come back safe. And I ain't gonna say nobody, I sure be watching. Amen. You know what, you come back and do it. You know, and some of us, we don't be watching, we eat up everything. Watch what you eat. Somebody give God a praise. I'm done. Round